Well, today's gospel reading, as you know, is again another huge transition in the history of religions. At this juncture, Jesus is moving from what might be called a group sense, what's called a high group culture, to what's called a low group culture. And a high group culture is one that places the group before the individual, places the law before the good of the individual, places also the authority source and the protection of the authority source and loyalty to the group before the rights of individual human beings and so forth. So the high group society, every society, every culture begins as a high group culture. And eventually, though, because of, education, because of science, because of, a variety of other factors, what happens is you get lower and lower group cultures over the course of time. And individualism, as it has in this culture, sort of replaces, after a while, the high group culture. Well, Jesus very much accelerates the rate at which low group culture starts coming into place. Here, of course, the Pharisees think they're clearly in the right, that, the Sabbath, which is a centerpiece of the law, one of the highest, parts of the law, the idea that this would be sacrificed for the good of individuals is simply unknown to them. It's just like, they wouldn't comprehend it. The law is so much more important than a few puny people. And Jesus, of course, doesn't abide that at all. In fact, he thinks the exact opposite. He says that these individual people, David's people, his own disciples, right, that they who are eating on the Sabbath or picking grains on the Sabbath or eating the bread that was reserved for the priests on the Sabbath, that all of these things that were done for the good of the individual, done for the good of their lives, that superseded the law. It superseded the Sabbath. Now, of course, when you look at this, I mean, today we almost don't even think about it. We think, oh, okay, if you have to, to do something, in order to live, to stay alive, of course you're gonna stay alive if it's within reason. Right? You're not gonna kill somebody, something of that nature. But the reason we think that is because Jesus has paved the way before us. The reason we have that low group mentality is because Jesus has paved the way before us. He has taken this and sort of, given the individual a dignity that even can surpass, when need be, the law itself. Then he declares that he has authority over the law. The Son of Man has authority even over the Sabbath. That is to say, even over the law itself. So Jesus, by his own authoritative declaration then, gives us an inestimable dignity. And he's going to continue to do that, right? By the time he gets there, he is going to say that he is present in every single solitary human being, so that whatever we do to the least brethren, right, slaves or freemen or whatever, right, whatever we do to the least of these brothers, we do unto him himself. So this idea of, the intrinsic dignity and goodness of human beings that's grounded in the fact that we're made in the image and likeness of God, that's grounded in the fact that we all have a unique transcendent soul that is given by God, this is going to become, of course, the principle that will animate the Enlightenment, the principle that will animate in the West this idea of university education, this principle that will ultimately give rise to the natural sciences and of course to this dialogue between faith and reason. This is the principle, this idea, you know, of human reason is going to give rise to inalienable rights. I mean, if you take a look at the Christian tradition, I mean, what happens after Jesus is just this sense of justice, the sense of the common good, the sense of the intrinsic dignity of human beings. This is the thing that paves the way for, of course, the idea that justice is higher than the law of St. Augustine, and paves the idea for inalienable rights and for the universality of human personhood. It was two Catholics, basically, that came up with these ideas. Bartolomé de las Casas, the great Dominican friar who sees the implications of Jesus' teaching for the Indian slaves in the New World and justifies freedom for the Indians against Sepúlveda by declaring that every being of human origin has the dignity of every other human person and deserves protection under the law like every other human person, such that they could never be enslaved. The idea of universal personhood, and of course, the idea of inalienable rights coming from Francisco Suarez, the Jesuit in 1612 in the great work De Legibus, that becomes, of course, the foundation not only for John Locke's treatise on the law, on the Second Treatise on Government, but also becomes enshrined not only in our Declaration of Independence and our whole way of life, but in the UN Charter on Human Rights, International Human Rights for Everyone. And of course, it comes ultimately from Jesus. It comes ultimately from the way he prizes human dignity and goodness, the way he sees each one of us, and the great, the abundance of grace into which we have been born, and the abundance of unrestricted grace into which we are called in his eternal kingdom. Amen.